Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and a holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very perplexed. Yet he liked to listen to him. She had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask for me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request. "I want you to give me at once, on a platter, the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl, in turn, gave it to the mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in the tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, like I said, today we celebrate the memorial of the passion, the martyrdom, or the beheading of John the Baptist. In our faith, it is only two people that we celebrate their death. The first one is yes, Jesus. And the next one is John the Baptist. So this day is a very important day for all of us as disciples of Jesus Christ. And I believe when we reflect on today's gospel that has been given to us of exactly what transpired, there are two things that we need to learn. The first one is always to be men and women of truth. Jesus always preached that the truth will set you free. And what is the truth? The truth is Jesus Christ himself, the one that we follow. And then, to be truthful, it means that we need to have courage. Courage, even in the midst of despair, in the midst of trial, that we choose what is true. We know what is true. At times, we can be tempted to kind of like to compromise with what is true. At times, we compromise because we don't want to lose our friendship. We don't want to lose our reputation. We don't want to lose money. We don't want to lose our treasure, and we compromise. But the story of the beheading of John the Baptist teaches us that we need to choose truth. And the truth is Jesus Christ himself. Herod wanted to kill John the Baptist, but John the Baptist, he never compromised. He chose to tell Herod exactly the truth when he chose to marry the wife of his brother, Philip. He told him the truth, that what you are doing is not right, it's not true. And of course, that led him to his death, to his martyrdom. And the other thing that we need to learn from all this is that times we make decisions out of excitement or even out of pride. And those decisions lead us into despair. They lead us to lose what is true. And that is exactly what happens to the king. The king, instead of losing his reputation, his everything, after promising the girl, he had no other option but instead to follow what is wrong, to kill John the Baptist. He didn't want to be humble. He was taken up by pride, by excitement, to make that decision. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we celebrate this day, let us always know that each of us, in one way or another, we can be persecuted. Yes, we might not go through this kind of persecution. In some way, we are persecuted because of the truth in our family, choosing what is true and what is right. Or even here in our community, at times we are put in a situation and we need to make a decision. Sometimes we compromise. Sometimes we are taken up by what is wrong. But this day reminds us that even in our day, the different kinds of persecutions that we go through, we need to choose what is right and what is true. And the truth is Jesus. For Jesus says, the truth will set you free. May our Blessed Mother intercede for us and point us to Jesus, her Son, the one who gives us the courage always to face the truth with confidence and with courage. Amen.